Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a jam-packed, very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is 8-8-11. August 8th, 2011, we're going to be live for at least the next 3 hours. A military source who's given us a lot of really good information over the years that integrates in with other information we're getting from other sources will be popping in for about 10, 15 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, Colonel Six, he's been a caller to the show and made a lot of predictions here that have come true. So he's going to be popping in with the latest on the supposed group of SEAL Team Six people being killed a few days ago. And all of the suspicious circumstances surrounding that. Another reported helicopter crash today over in Afghanistan. Webster Griffin Tarpley will be joining us to break down the S&P downgrade of the U.S. Treasuries and the credit rating of the United States. That's now triggering downgrades, of course, at the state level and local level, as we told you it would. We've been positioned for decades into total bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve first used us as a base of operations to give them military and political muscle globally. Now they're killing the golden goose because they're done with us. It's a scorched earth policy, bringing us deeper into financial tyranny. And then we have Nomi Prinz, who, of course, herself was a high-level banker in her own right. And she's going to be joining us to go over the latest developments in the economy. And then, of course, Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be coming on because I want to get his view on the Navy SEAL situation. I don't know what his views are going to be, just like I didn't know what his view would be when I called him up to get him on about the Norway shooting, even though some of you disagree with his views, and I think overall I don't concur with everything he's saying. When I call up a guest to get the perspective, I don't call up and say, what's your view? And then if they don't agree with me, well, I'm just not going to have you on now. I have them on to genuinely see what they have to say, and so you can see what they have to say, and so we can debate it and discuss it. That's why sometimes you'll see divergent views and ideas here. This is not a radio show where we just continually read from some same sheet of music, kind of like a neocon radio or mainline liberal radio, where it's just the same show day after day, same ideas, reading from the same sheet of music, like it's some type of mantra or a yogi chant. That's not happening here on this transmission. We've got some other good news in all the bad news. Al Gore talked to the Aspen Institute, big globalist think tank. And it was documented by press that was allowed in that he completely blew up and said that their whole fraud of global carbon taxes and the rest of it is basically destroyed. And you've got the Rasmussen poll out last week where 69% of Americans believe scientists have been paid to basically lie. Well, they've been caught lying under government funding. So very excited, exciting news there for Mark Moreno at Climate Depot, that's up at Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to get Mark on later in the week, if we can, to go over some of that. Because it shows, no matter how big these frauds are, and they're going to keep going ahead with it, but it's limping, it's on fire, it's bleeding out. But a dead elephant being dropped on you can still take you out. So they're not going to stop, but we're definitely slowing them down and having victories. We can do this on the war on terror fraud. We can do this when they tried to push torture and get us to accept torture as good. Nobody really bought it, so they had to stop that, at least on the surface. The Federal Reserve is incredibly unpopular. Over 80% in most polls wanted abolished or at least audited. We're winning the info war, as Hillary Clinton had to admit with horror. Free humanity worldwide is waking up. We're having a huge effect. And there's so many other victories we're having. But let me get into the hardcore news, the economic news, straight ahead on the other side and what this downgrade means right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back with simulcast and the radio at prisonplanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us today. It, of course, is 8-8-11, the 8th day of August 2011. We're going to be live here today for the next 3 hours. We have Colonel Six, one of our good military sources, joining us to give us the inside scoop. He's talked to some of the family members of the dead SEAL team people on what they believe is going on with the mysterious shoot down in Afghanistan over the weekend. Also, Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist, will be joining us to analyze the controlled demolition of the economy. Naomi Prinz, she former managing director at Goldman Sachs, she's going to be joining us to blow the whistle from the inside. And Dr. Steve Pachinik on geopolitical things that are unfolding. And, of course, also the SEAL team situation, all part of the ongoing Osama bin Laden fable. So that is all coming up today. Four guests for you on this Monday edition. Obviously, we're going to be getting into the huge developments with the debt downgrade. Also, the Daily Mail has the report. So does Infowars.com. In fact, Kurt Nimmo did a report this morning and that gives you even more of the background and history of all of this. In fact, here's Kurt Nemo's headline. Former First Lady Jackie fingers Johnson and Texan tycoons and JFK assassination. We have LBJ's former lawyer coming out, who we interviewed, what, 6-7 years ago and exposing it. The father of the, who became later the White House press spokesman, McClellan. We also, of course, had the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt, saying that as high as the orders went in his chain of command, that it was LBJ that gave the orders. That doesn't mean LBJ was the complete boss, but obviously the CIA being ordered by the president, and they would use the guy that had run hit teams in scores of other third world and first world nations. Of course, they would use their best field commander, E. Howard Hunt. But they've now released the tapes early, which was very smart to do. Explosive Jackie O tapes reveal how she believed Lyndon B. Johnson killed JFK and had an affair with movie star. And that's the report out of the Daily Mail. 2007, an ailing former CIA operative, E. Howard Hunt, and former president said former president Lyndon Baines Johnson was directly connected to the JFK assassination and its cover-ups. Others close to Johnson also indicated the Texan was complicit in the assassination. Yeah, I've interviewed Madeleine Duncan Brown, who was his admitted mistress for decades and who she had an illegitimate son by. Continues, who died quickly of cancer, by the way. The former First Lady, the late Jackie Kennedy, and also believed Johnson and the cabal of Texas tycoons were involved in the assassination of her husband, according to a report posted today in the Daily Mail. Secret tapes recorded by historian Arthur Schlesinger, the icon, soon after the assassination reveal the widow's beliefs that the vice president had colluded with Southern businessmen to kill Kennedy in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald was part of a larger conspiracy, she said. And that information is now coming out. We have the rest of the report at Infowars.com. Former First Lady Jackie Fingers Johnson and Texas tycoons in JFK assassination. And, of course, the Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the black ops liaison with the CIA, of course, also wrote a book detailing that it was exactly those groups with the military-industrial complex that did kill JFK, who'd signed an executive order to pull us, to begin pulling troops out of Vietnam, to begin abolishing the private Federal Reserve and to issue Lincoln greenbacks. He did a bunch of other things, and they said, well, we're just going to kill you. He also went after the mafia. He went after everybody. I'm not even saying that JFK was an angel or that Bobby was an angel, but the facts are certainly now beginning to come out on that front. But Colonel Six, Webster Tarpley, Nomi Prinz, Dr. Steve Pachinik, they're all coming up today here in the special broadcast. Okay. It's one thing to know that if you lay on the railroad tracks and the 5 o'clock train comes by, there's a good chance that the train isn't going to have time to stop and run over you. It's another thing to actually see the country run over by the train. And that has now happened. And the country can still be rescued. It can still be salvaged. But it's going to take identifying the culprits of the pickle that we're in. We are going into planned, controlled receivership and demolition. Now, our economic experts said this in 99 on the show when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, when the trillions, thousands of trillions now in derivatives were sold to the world, when your pension funds and your government investments and your private investments were all tied to it through duplicitous fraud by the six big megabanks. And just as you've seen in Greece, just as you've seen in Ireland, just as you've seen in many other countries, the very same players, very same families, very same banks have positioned this. I mean, you don't sell this fraud and then not have the politicians in your pocket or you go to jail. But by getting their people in the last few decades into all the regulatory positions in European and the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, it's all the same, by getting their politicians into power and their former employees in as finance ministers of every major government, England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, Greece, it's all J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and a few others. And, of course, all of those banks heavily Rothschild-owned. N.M. Rothschild heavily involved as well. But overall, there's less than 10 major players, and they're all interconnected, and there's six big horsemen that are up front, and then a few spinoffs. This is economic warfare. We are being conquered. They sold you that we're going into this implosion because of $14.5 trillion of debt. Well, depending on whose numbers you look at, whether it's Bloomberg's $27 trillion, we haven't gotten new numbers in a year, or the latest congressional reports where they finally admitted, okay, $16 trillion to foreign and private banks. $16 trillion, $27 trillion, whatever. The point is, there's your entire national deficit right there. Now, they're telling us raise taxes, cut benefits, and that will fix the global too-big-to-fail crisis, which is $1.5 quadrillion. And I know I beat this horse every day because it's the same problem it was yesterday and last month and a year ago. It is mathematically impossible to pay it back, A. B, we don't owe it. And C, the very fraudsters that have positioned us into this situation, the very fraudsters that have positioned us are now posing as our saviors. And it's either us or them. So we're reaching the critical juncture. They had to have the, quote, debt deal, which had nothing to do with raising the debt limit, a routine operation, to smokescreen that the deal itself was the big issue. And that's in the news today. That I'm going to get to the reports where the bankers are bragging that they hid this thing in plain view and it's a total takeover. And they're setting up a new Marshall Plan domestic receivership bank to pose as the saviors through the rural councils and the rest of it to take over the towns, the cities, the counties, the states that are now having their debt downgraded as well. Exactly as we told you. Now, remember, in 2002, it's not hard to tell you this. It's not a crystal ball. The IMF World Bank documents, 2,000-plus pages, got leaked right at the time Joseph Stiglitz left. Magically. He says he didn't leak them and then giggles. The Nobel Prize winner for economics. Right when those documents got released, the BBC, Greg Palast, and others reported they are imploding the third world by design, economic hitmen. They're going to do it in the West next. And so for 11 years, I have known the plan. I have warned you. I've done everything I could. It's not enough for these monopoly men to create unlimited trillions that for themselves they get to buy up. They infect all the other instruments, financial instruments, so they can destroy the economy, then they're flush with the fiat instruments and can buy it all up. This is war against the middle class. I saw a bumper sticker this morning that said, I'm glad at least the war on the middle class is going well. You know, or at least the war on the middle class is going well. Now, here is the financial news. You know, gold's over 1,700. Even though we're in a depression in the real economy with inflation laid on top of it, it's so bad, the inflation's so bad, that even though the system is trying to use a depression in the real economy to hide the massive inflation in the fiat economy, in the parasite economy, gas is exploding, food is exploding. Silver, gold, every commodity is going up, 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 up. But because the White House tells you there's no inflation, everything's fine. The Washington Times, Democrats seek to pin credit downgrade on Tea Party, and they go over what I covered yesterday, the talking point in the AP, the NBC's Meet the Press, all of them. It was everywhere. As we told you they would do. They're saying now it's not the Federal Reserve, it's not Goldman Sachs, it's not the 1,000-plus trillion in garbage they created, it's not the welfare state, it's not the military-industrial complex with trillions a year, it's none of that. It's the Tea Party. And the Tea Party is led by a bunch of establishment Republicans, but they began under the Ron Paul movement and do want to get rid of the Federal Reserve, are pro-Second Amendment, and do want to cut the New World Order down to size, so you are going to be scapegoated for the financial system and the terror attacks they're going to stage. And you can see all the scripting there. When we come back, dollar to be discarded by world, China rating agency said. China tells U.S. good old days of borrowing are over, talking to us like they're our boss, and they are our boss. They're the muscle for the bankers.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named
Bo. Okay, we're back live here.
But somehow they just don't end up
there. I want listeners to listen to me very carefully and let this really sink in. Really sink in. When I get up here and I say that the establishment plans a completely post-industrial, absolutely bankrupt, third world situation with an extremely predatory police state class. That's the only good jobs you're going to be getting in America, is being a government predator. They plan on cutting off the resources, they've stated it, and then having most of the major scholarships and job opportunities be in domestic arrest, torture, you name it. This is a planned conversion of our economy. This isn't just some third world dictator robbing the country, selling out to foreign banks, and looting resources. That's bad enough. This is a ruling elite, a ruling class of social engineers who have written countless white papers that we've covered and linked to at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, who have stated their plan to absolutely bankrupt you. You see, in the third world, most people are rural still and are still able to basically survive. We are in an industrialized system that is having its industrial capacity removed and its service capacity removed, and then we're living in an infrastructure built with high energy use outlays built into it, with a totally spoiled, unself-sufficient population, on average, decadent beyond belief. And most of these decadent people are going to turn into the equivalent of vicious, political, ringwraith, vampire, Nosferatu, Nazi-like zombies. They will do whatever they're told by the bankers to get their credit card working again. And they're going to be pointed at those of us that know that this is a design program. The social engineers are going to stage terror attacks and blame the Tea Party and real conservatives and returning veterans, because we're the people who understand what the New World Order is. Does that mean the whole Tea Party is perfect? No, the globalists attack it to try to infiltrate it and steer it away. But the real Tea Party that sits within the Republican Dick Armey Tea Party is under attack. Now, we're going to cover all of the financial angles of this in great detail with Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and others today. But so many people said, I don't care if we lose our credit rating. How does that affect me? How does the credit of the U.S. matter to me? Or, oh, you know, let the debt limit not go up. Well, if you don't let it go up, you're destroyed. If you do let it go up, you're destroyed. Because we've been signed on to an impossible amount of debt that we don't owe. This is bondage. They're saying, here's this giant ball and chain. Now connect it to your leg and you'll be free. You've got to get rid of the bankers, the globalists, the inner coterie. Not your local bank, but the big boys, the Warren Buffetts, the David Rockefellers, the Lord Rothschilds. They sit around bragging. Now, the good news is their carbon tax is in trouble. That's what they plan to fund this thing. So now they're shifting to global VAT and Tobin taxes on money transfers and wellhead taxes on oil. So the good news is we can discredit and expose these people if we have the fighting spirit. And that means every one of you has got to get the word out like your life depends on it. And I don't care what bumper stickers you get, but you need to get them on your car. It starts with something small. You need to call into talk radio today. And I don't mean my show. I mean some mainline dumbbell show, because they're all peer pressure driven. Enough of you call, they'll start getting religion, which they're starting to do. You need to call Congress, not that they don't know they're criminals, but to let them know you know they're criminals. You've got to call the members of the new super Congress they're getting ready to announce and let them know that you see them and know who they are and know what they stand for. You need to get a buzz going, even greater than it is now, that the problem isn't Obama, even though it's fun to hate him, and the problem isn't Boehner, even though it's fun to hate him. They're both disgusting political prostitute liars. They're, though, just puppets. I'm not going after Zeb Dietrich, and I'm not going after some SS colonel. I'm going after the Hitler. I'm going after the bankers, the head of the thing. I'm not going after some low-level Soviet. I'm going after Stalin. Identify the Federal Reserve. It's us or them. Now, I'm going to tell you what this debt rating situation means to the states and your local city when we get back. The bankers have got us just where they want.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984. 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We're getting a lot of intel from people in the military, folks known to this operation, others unknown. Some of the sources have been proven accurate time and time again. That this is a very, very suspicious with the SEAL team. And we're going to be getting into more of that in just a moment. But briefly, getting back a little bit into the financial news that we'll spend the balance of the broadcast on today after we get into the Navy SEAL situation. As expected, here's the Washington Times. Democrats seek to pin credit downgrade on Tea Party. Well, actually, the Tea Party wanted some real cuts, and that didn't end up happening. And I told you last week when Mitch McConnell, Mr. Super Congress, the globalist Republican, came out and said, hey, this is a victory for the Tea Party. That's like hanging an albatross around your neck. That's like giving you credit for what Jeffrey Dahmer did. And so that was the frame up. And now they were all over the Sunday news shows everywhere. I got scores of emails saying, hope you're glad, Alex, we've lost our credit rating. We lost our credit rating in reality a decade ago. This country has had a private banking cartel running it into the ground since 1913. And they've positioned us now to fully bankrupt the states, the counties, the cities, the federal government, so we can go under receivership. That's why there's always unlimited, you know, millions of dollars for studies with shrimp on treadmills and bridges to nowhere. It's all about bankrupting this country while giving themselves the contracts. So they transfer the money to themselves on the front end with the contracts and the insider sweetheart deals. And then when you go belly up, they loan you your bailout money back to you at a higher interest rate. And of course, they're now, I told you weeks ago, I said, we're going to lose the credit downgrade in the next few months. Then we'll start going from AAA to AA plus to AA right down to C. They're gutting this country. And they're just testing, blaming it on the American people, getting you to buy into the guilt and blaming their enemy, libertarian, conservative, constitutionalist. That's the only group that halfway knows what's going on, who doesn't like the Federal Reserve, who wants the Second Amendment, who wants national sovereignty. The system loves the well-meaning, bleeding-heart Democrats that believe that polar bears can't swim and Al Gore loves them. They absolutely love people that want to live on government assistance and are basically hopeless, because then they can give them the forced inoculations, take their kids away from them. They do not like people that want to be left alone and who are self-sufficient. You know the country music song, Hank Williams Jr., Country Boy Can't Survive? You can skin a buck, you can run a trot line. If you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, but you can skin a buck, run a trot line, you believe in national sovereignty, you don't like foreign banks ruling you, the system is going to stage terror attacks and blame you. That's the full public lineup rollout scripting. And you're starting to see it, just as I told you would. Of course, foreign banks have captured us. They've captured our military, both major parties. And they're not playing games. Now, you notice Ron Paul keeps winning straw polls or coming up first, second, or third. He's, what, third in Iowa, the key state right now? Number one or number two, depending on which poll in New Hampshire, and the media is ignoring him and saying he can't win. He should be our next president. He knows how to begin to reverse this. He won't lie to you and say he can fix it all like Obama and Bush did. So we're at a crossroads, and we're going to our guest here in a moment. But here's the news coming up. Democrats seek to pin credit downgrade on Tea Party. And it's just like they started running ads 6 months ago for the new Dodge Charger. How do I know a new Dodge Charger is coming out? I see the ads everywhere. How do I know they were getting ready to blame the Tea Party for the Depression? Because I know these people. How do I know they're getting ready to blow stuff up and blame it on us? Because this is what they do, and I can see the rollout. It's a giant advertising campaign. Continuing, dollar to be discarded by world, China rating agency. What has George Soros always wanted? What are the Rothschilds wanted? A new global system based in oil on carbon taxes, a basket of currencies, and gold. Continuing, dollar to be discarded, and they're going to have this new UN global organization, it's in the news, that will help countries that are imploding and help with troops during economic collapse. Oh, the UN's, just like in Libya, it's peace, not war. That's in the news. So the banks come in, bring you down, and then set the system up. Dollar to be discarded by world. China rating agency. See, they're our boss now. Teamed up with the globalists. CNBC. China tells U.S. good old days of borrowing are over. See, they're our boss now. No amount of humiliation is enough. Dollar to be discarded. S&P head. Agency may downgrade U.S. again. Debt issuers brace for impact from U.S. downgrade. Counties, cities, states, all getting ready to go belly up and ride into the bankers' hands, who created the whole mess on record. Mooney market prepares for hundreds and hundreds of downgrades, counties, cities, states, which means more interest to the bankers on money we gave them in the bailout. You got to love that. Continuing, gold surges above 1,700 on U.S. downgrade woes. No chance of default. U.S. can print money. Greenspan, CNBC. Gas prices up despite use of reserves. Okay, that's just some of what's coming up with our guests. We're going to detail all this. But call your friends and family. They're not going to hear this on any other radio show nationally that I know of. I wish it was everywhere. You're not going to hear the full scoop on what's going on anywhere. They're rearranging deck chairs on the Lusitania, on the Titanic. Okay, now, shifting gears into the entire situation with the Navy SEALs going down over the weekend, 30-plus dead on board, 20-plus SEAL Team 6. It was, and we have this posted. It was reported by Pakistani News, multiple witnesses. They got on the helicopter, it lifted off and blew up. Didn't hit the wall. Okay? So they're going to need... And that's what our military sources told us as well, not just callers like Colonel Six, who's given us very good intel before. So they need to cover up their death. I said, could they have just tagged the names onto a National Guard helicopter and said they died there? And Colonel Six said, no, he's talked to some of the family people. And Colonel Six called us, he corrected me, he's right, I looked it up, 4 months before McChrystal stood down, when there was no news about it, he said he's going to be brought down in a scandal you watch. Colonel Six has now told me who he is, and I've gone and looked it up. He's been involved. He's now, quote, out of the military, but still works for them. We'll just leave it at that. And he's here to give us information on that front, but I also have some other sources saying the same thing. Now, we had another helicopter go down today. NATO helicopter crash lands, and first they said that it had been shot down. We're going to be discussing that with Colonel Six as well, but Colonel Six, break down exactly what this particular woman, who's related to one of the dead SEALs, told you the scuttlebutt is and what the SEALs are saying and why they would want to get rid of them.
That in the beginning, the ones that were killed in Pakistan, all of the SEALs that were aboard that helicopter, one helicopter out of three, were killed. That was roughly a little more than half of that particular group. Now, SEAL Team 6, let me just back up a little bit, is made up of four squadrons, okay? And each squadron has, each team has about three 40-man troops. And you take five-man operational troop guys to do a deal. So you got 22 on this one. You got four operational man groups there. What the deal is that there has been some talk among the wives and other relatives saying we are going to go to the press and tell that we know how this was done and that it was not done the way they said it. There was no Bin Laden being taken. There was no him being taken to see and being buried, and that their loved ones died in a accident, in a way other than what's been reported. What pushed it over the edge was that the other half of that particular squadron mixed in with a few other guys from another squadron to make it look good. The rest of them were killed in this crash that happened the other day. And there's some things I want to point out about this. First of all, they're not going to be in a National Guard helicopter. Those helicopters they use are Navy helicopters or Army helicopters, depending on which they have available at that time. They are secured at all times. You know, Batman is not going to take off after the Joker without his Batmobile. You know, he's not going to roll out and say, you know, hey, Six, let me use your 74 Volkswagen to go chase the Joker. No. So they have the specially made helicopters. You remember the reason that the Pakistanians and the Chinese wanted to get a good look at that tail section that was left in Pakistan because it was unusual. So their helicopters are modified for their missions. And that's another bad piece to put together.
Well, here's what I'm getting from Bagram Air Base. When Special Ops has an operation, no one knows, so it would never get reported, and it did within minutes, and that's what the other troops are saying. If anything went wrong or happened, or if these guys got killed, the news would never know. And they go on to say sometimes it takes years for people to be told that SEALs were killed, and that's been confirmed. They go on to say, this is from our sources, and guys, don't show a shot of this yet. I'm not sure if I want to publish this yet. Quote, it hit the news just before, as bodies were being cleaned up and identified, which, again, they don't do. The base goes on blackout to give time to notify families. And they just go on to say that the whole OBL thing, it was reportedly that they took his body out by Ospreys, which are Marine helicopters. They don't have those in Afghanistan. It's unlikely they have flown those all the way from wherever, just for a body, and it goes on. Chinooks rarely travel full of people. They have to hold equipment and packs and gear, so why was it full? The Chinook Special Ops uses Gatling guns on the sides of the Chinooks, don't, so no one should have been able to get close enough to RPG it. And it goes on to say, it is possible to hold 36 souls, not 38. Is that true? You can only hold 36, and they're saying 38 were on that helicopter?
Because that's true. You're going to have a door gunner on most of those missions. And plus, let me just back up. When this first mission went down in Pakistan, so when they supposedly got Bin Laden, there never should have been a mention of who captured him. Secondly, there surely shouldn't have been a mention of where Obama was going to go to meet them. Put a sign here. This is where you can find special forces troops. Now you've got, I think it was 101st Airborne out of there, and some special forces guys from some ranger groups and so forth, because they obviously are not out of the army base. They've got four groups. They got nine active duty SEAL teams. They got four in Cordova, California. Four, I think, in Norfolk, and they got one that's made up of guys that are former SEALs that want to stay active and so forth. So, it'd be eight active duty and one reserve, and four on the East Coast. That should have never been divulged. And just like the CIA, the only reason that we know that Johnny Mike Spann was one of the CIA agents that was killed when the first man...
The point is, like Dr. Pachinik says, he's run major operations worldwide, including killing leaders in major European countries. The minute they come out and tell you a story immediately, you know it's staged, because real operations, you'll never hear about it.
That's it. You know, like I was telling you yesterday, they say jump, I say run. Okay? They say add, I say subtract. Because, one, you're laying a road for a lie. When he said that they was going to go down and meet the guys that that had done this, okay, then that told me that the rest of them were in trouble. When I got this call the other night, this person...
Wait a minute, I think you said yesterday, was it on air or off air, that you said watch for more of them to start dying, and now another helicopter they tried to shoot down today, but we don't know who was on board.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I haven't even seen that part. What I heard on the radio was it was a hard landing.
Yeah.
And I would think that this would be following too closely, unless... They had split the remainder up into two groups rather than another group.
Well, let me stop you right there. What are the sources with the SEALs telling you? Because last night you said that they were already getting ready to go public, and that's what this killing was about.
Right. Well, this last killing, yeah. They were going to go in public and say that there was no Bin Laden picked up. None of that stuff ever went down. Okay, and they kind of held off on that. When this other killing went down the other day, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Then you had killed the entire team, everybody's husband, everybody's uncle, everybody's nephew, and damn it, now's the time to come forth, because if you don't, they're going to do it again, and we're hearts are broken. They're giving us a check instead of our husbands and our sons and so forth. It ain't going to go. We cannot let it happen to them, so it won't happen to other ones.
Well, let me stop you right there. For folks that are doubting this, they murdered five of the members of Jessica Lynch's team because they were coming out saying it was all a fable and made up for PR. They murdered Pat Tillman over this stuff. I mean, people need to understand that this is done routinely if there's a big PSYOP rollout and troops aren't playing along. This is standard procedure.
Friend, let me tell you something. I've been in intelligence for the better part of 25 years. This is a rough and tumble game, okay? If I'm out on a mission and I get killed, nobody knows who I am, okay? I get sent back to the proper funeral home. My wife is told, you know, the people that know what I do know, but it never gets out, you know. And these guys are the same way. There's a guy in Arlington that's from Arlington. Now, his grandmother went ahead and released some information on him, and that's fine, because that was her choice. But you had too many operators.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Jones back here live tonight at 7 p.m. Central. We'll do another InfoWars special report at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we'll have the aftermath of what's going on with the stock market. Also starting September 1st, now we're only talking about 22 days away, we're going to launch every night 7 p.m. 30-minute news program. And it looks different and is more produced than the special reports. We're also going to start special reports several nights a week. Some of them will be 10 minutes long, others an hour, 2 hours long, with all sorts of guests and other informative folks in studio with us and via Skype. So we're taking the InfoWar to the next level. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time to become a member and to get our reports, download them, burn them to disk, and share them with your friends and family. I want to thank those of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. We couldn't have done any of this without you. Now, going back to Colonel Six, the info you've given us on, I don't know, four or five subjects has turned out to be true. So you do have really good sources. You did tell me your name and who you are. I did look it up. And we appreciate your courage. And can you repeat to me what you said last night, that folks know what you're doing and that people inside the military have actually, well, I guess I'm already saying it for you.
Well, there's not, it's just not, you know, put up on billboards and on posters as you walk in the units. But there are individuals that know about my blog. I have a radio show. It's on BeforeIt'sNews.com radio. You go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, and the radio show is called Agent in Place. You can click on it. You can listen to past episodes.
And by the way, there have been people behind the scenes trying to come after you now and trying to. I mean, they are getting upset by what you're doing, but you were telling me that some of the generals and folks are aware of what you're doing and that not everybody inside the military is happy about what's going on. In fact, you were telling me a lot of people are awake.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are awake, and I get a lot of where to go. You know, just by passing by somebody. As long as the guy that I report to says, you know, you haven't taken this overboard, you haven't gone too far, anything like that, then I don't have any problems. I don't care what other people think. But now I'm gonna tell you something. 90% of people are supportive of it. I have this thing called Hiss Stats on my blog. You know, and that shows you where people are logging on from. And Camp Lejeune, Paris Island, the Air Force Academy.
Let me expand on that. What percentage of the military is starting to wake up to the New World Order?
Roughly 80%. Because, see, this is the whole thing. Everybody knows. And that, for instance, they will not tell you, but it is a fact, and you can check it out, that roughly 75%, now get this, of each unit that's been to or is in Afghanistan now, roughly somewhere between 50 and 75% of those units' members are hooked on opium. They're hooked on opium, Alex. So when they get back to East Dallas and all they got is heroin, they got opioid. You hit it with a knife, the milk just comes out. You lick it off the knife, and boom, you're gone. They're not gonna be able to get that when you get back here, okay? So they're gonna be breaking into pharmacies, stealing all cartons of OxyContin and all that type of stuff. It's gonna be real problematic. But I'll make one other point that's very salient in this whole deal. The story is being told now is that they left to go back up a Ranger team. Bob, you do not send one special operating group to go with yet another one, okay? If they're in trouble, then you need to send, 100, 200 guys, okay, to go and help take care of that situation. It doesn't make sense. And then what they said is that the Rangers...
Stay there. We're going to be back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.